Up next, we have Darrell Walker from Turnstone, and he's going to talk to you all about Gold Ball. Gold Ball has been around a long time, and they have a new facility here in Fort Wayne. Here is Darrell Walker.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can everybody hear me okay right now? Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes. So I'm here today to talk about Gold Ball. Now, how many of you have actually heard of Gold Ball? As showing up hands? Everybody has? Wow. That's pretty awesome. Okay. So the sport of Gold Ball itself, as you guys know, was a sport that was actually invented in Austria during World War II. It was a rehabilitation game or activity for some of the veterans that went totally blind. And then as time went on, it actually evolved into a sport.
SPL encoder streamer on
one.
Match one. National Federation.
The 1976 Paralympic Games. It actually got put into a test event. It's like a trial run to see if it could actually be a part of the Paralympics. And then it passed. And then it's been a part of the Paralympic Games ever since 1980. I myself am a Paralympic athlete. I'm actually a two-time Paralympic athlete. Went to the 2008 Beijing China Games and went to the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Games, where the USA men's team took silver and the USA women's team took bronze. Other than that, the beautiful thing about me being here in Fort Wayne, a group of us actually moved out here October of 2015. I must admit that moving to Fort Wayne, Indiana wasn't exactly on our radar at all. But a man by the name of Ron Plasman, who's a local here, actually donated a charitable amount of money to Turnstone here in town, which is a facility for children and adults with disabilities. And he donated a lot of money to Turnstone so that way we could have a program here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, specifically geared towards goal ball training for Paralympic athletes and Paralympic hopeful athletes. With that being said, it was obviously a success with us living out here and stuff, because the men took silver and the women took bronze. We recently went to a tournament in Lima, Peru, where the men's team was trying to qualify for the 2020 Paralympic Games, which will be in Tokyo, Japan. We successfully did that. And we also had a tournament here in town in Fort Wayne, actually at Turnstone. We had the IPSA World Championships, where over 20 different countries for goal ball participated in the event. And the top two men's and women's teams of those countries could get qualifying spots for the Paralympics. And our USA women took silver at that event and qualified themselves for the Paralympics as well. So as you can see, goal ball is very, very, very successful here in Fort Wayne. And something monumental actually happened this year, where Turnstone, a facility that's only dedicated for children and adults with disabilities, actually became a Paralympic site for goal ball. So now our program is there permanently. It's been there for the past 4 years now. All the athletes that are there, we actually live in housing developments that they built, which is right across the street from Turnstone. So anybody who's looking to train to be a Paralympic athlete or Paralympic hopeful athlete who qualify under that process and stuff can actually live in the housing and actually train 5 days a week of goal ball and strength and conditioning. We have a dietitian. We have sports med through Parkview. And it's just coming along really well. So what does that do for you guys? You guys are probably wondering and everything and stuff. We are actually starting a goal ball program here at Turnstone coming up really soon. One of the individuals that actually benefited from the program, his name is Connor. He's actually here right now with his mom. And he's been participating in the program for the past year or two now. And it's pretty safe to say that Connor's has become pretty addicted to playing goal ball. So he loves it a lot and everything. And all the athletes that actually come out have actually benefited from playing the game itself. Currently, right now, we don't have an actual Fort Wayne, Turnstone, or even Indiana goal ball team per se. But it doesn't necessarily mean that cannot happen. How many of you actually are locals here in Fort Wayne? How many actually live here in Fort Wayne? Let's see. One, two, three, four. So four of you. So the cool thing about this is that if you guys want to be a part of the program that we're starting up. I think it starts back up. I believe it's going to be next month at Turnstone. We're going to be meeting, I believe, on either a Tuesday or Thursday, early evening kind of time, either like 5 or 6 p.m. I'll be there as one of the coaches and stuff, teaching you guys goal ball for an hour and everything. And if you guys would like to participate, that would be absolutely amazing. It's totally free. You guys can come if you want to invite family, friends, co-workers, whoever you would like. The more the merrier. It's totally fine and everything. And we'll just learn the sport of goal ball in hopes of someday actually having a local Indiana goal ball team. And the reason why I say that is because not only am I a Paralympic athlete like some other people that are around the country, we also have regional and national championship tournaments we actually compete in every single year. For the past, since I think it's 2016 to 2018, Fort Wayne has actually hosted the men and women's national championship. Last year was actually in Atlanta, Georgia, and I believe this year it's actually going to be back in Fort Wayne at Turnstone once again. So the goal is to possibly, you know, depending on how many guys and girls we actually have of all ages, there's no specific age group and stuff, whatever we have and stuff. The goal is to actually have a local team, whether that team is called Fort Wayne, Indiana, Turnstone. We haven't decided yet as of yet and everything, but I would love if any of you could actually like come out. Would love to learn a game. Definitely come out for that. If you would like my contact information, I'll leave my personal email contact information. You can get in contact with me and I can forward your email and your information over to a guy by the name of Kevin Hughes, who works in the sports and recreational department at Turnstone. And he's the one in charge of the entire program. So other than that, if you guys have any questions for me, feel free to ask. Yes, they do. The sport of goal ball has various individuals that have different levels of visual acuity, some ranging from 20 over 200 to completely blind. You know, you just never know and stuff. So what they did with the sport of goal ball is, since everybody's at a different level of blindness, they decided to design the game to where everybody that plays on the court is wearing dark dot eye shades to even ourselves out at that level. Now, granted, everybody's at a different athletic level, so there's going to be, like, you know, an advantage when it comes to that. But at least from a standpoint of visual acuity, it doesn't matter. And one of the most beautiful things that I've taken from playing goal ball is that I'm very light sensitive, hence why I'm wearing a hat inside. Depending on how bright it is outside, I have to wear a hat and shades. So playing a sport like goal ball was perfect for me because I grew up playing basketball, football, baseball. Can't see the baseball. Had a hard time seeing the basketball with, like, indoors with lights, glare off the basketball court. Football, if it was sun or the bright lights and stuff. But so when I play goal ball and I cover my eyes with those dark dot shades, my light sensitivity no longer exists. So now I can actually play a game purely based upon my athletic ability, as opposed to worrying about, oh man, am I going to see this ball? Am I going to drop it? Am I going to mess up? Because every single time I did, it was always my coach being cautioned, being like, well, maybe he just didn't see it. And it's like, it's a tough spot to be in, but I'm just very thankful that goal ball selected me to be a part of it, because I truly believe goal ball selected me. I did not choose goal ball. I did not like goal ball at first and everything. I thought it was the most silliest sport ever invented. But at the same time, goal ball has blessed me with the opportunity to be, once again, 2 Paralympics, silver medal. I've traveled to over 10 different countries. You know, I get to live out here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and train goal ball full time as a semi-professional athlete. I've won 5 men's national goal ball championships. I mean, I've got to meet so many amazing people around the globe and stuff, and even had the opportunity to meet President Obama in the White House. So, I mean, it's an amazing opportunity to be a part of. And you may think that, okay, I can come out and play goal ball and I may not be that good, or I may not do that well. Well, take it from me. I thought goal ball was the most silliest sport in the world, and here I am today talking to you about how great it is and stuff. So yeah. you just never know. You never know what opportunities can come from that. You know, any other questions?
Wait. Blindfolds, but don't you also have to be patched in goal ball?
In the sport of goal ball now, yes. When it comes to international competitions, unfortunately, this thing had to occur. There's been several athletes around the world who have actually tried to find advantages of actually cheating and goal ball and stuff. So there's been some athletes that have been like tilting their head back and trying to look through their eye shades so they can have an advantage of either blocking the ball or seeing spots on the court that were open so they can score, so forth and so on. And they're trying to eliminate that. They've been changing everything. Everything from wearing certain kind of eye shades now are like a little bit thicker, a little bit bigger, to now every single athlete that plays on the court from an international standpoint, you have to be patched and you have to wear eye shades just to prevent it from actually happening and stuff. Do people still try to get through the system and everything? Sure, but yeah.
You have a mandated mindfold now, though?
What's that?
Are you mandated on mindfolds now, or?
I'm sorry?
Are you mandated to wear mindfolds now?
Oh, I would say from an international standpoint, yes. Primarily just because, I mean, every tournament director is going to be different as far as how they handle that. Obviously, at some regional tournaments or national events, they let it slide all the way until, like, maybe, like, the semifinal or final games and stuff like that. But I know for every single international tournament that I've ever been to, which has been since, like, 2003, there's no option. You either wear patches and eye shades or you don't step on the court and play. So. All right. Thank you so much, guys.
But it's, hey, that's what we do.